Timothy Madden, the man who admitted to kidnapping and murdering 7-year-old Gabby Doolin in 2015 in Allen County, was sentenced on Wednesday following an emotional day of testimony in Allen County and a courtroom outburst. Our Lisa Autry was there and has this report.
Amy Doolin described her daughter Gabby as her heart and soul as she sobbed her way through a statement that she waited to make since November 14, 2015. That's when Gabby's body was found behind Allen County Scottsville High School, only minutes after she went missing from her brother's football game. Allen Circuit Judge Janet Crocker accepted a plea deal Madden reached in August, avoiding a trial that could have resulted in the death penalty. The judge sentenced Madden to life in prison with no chance of parole. Gabby's cousin, Lori Wilson, spoke after the sentencing.
Please remember Gabby. And today we sell justice for Gabby Doolin. 1,439 days. That's what it took.
The sentencing was interrupted halfway through Amy Doolin's statement when Gabby's father, Brian, yelled and charged toward Madden and his attorney, arguing they weren't showing the family respect by whispering during the victim impact statement. Madden did not address the court, and instead his attorney read a statement in which he suggested that evidence against him had been planted by law enforcement and that justice wouldn't be served until the right person was behind bars. Judge Crocker responded that Madden had shown great cowardice by maintaining his innocence. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.